during the 22, they were in the besieged Gaza Strip. Israeli gunboats and warships targeted residential areas, as well as Navy posts at Gaza Seaport. Tens of fishing boats that have been docking in three main ports along the 40-kilometer-long coastline for the past month were not safe from the Israeli attacks. Meanwhile, fishing tools such as nets were damaged completely. Israel said the attacks were aimed at stopping rocket fire from Gaza into southern Israel. Palestinian fishermen say with the conditions on the ground, they are now wondering how to feed their families.
We have not worked for the last month. With no living earned, we don't know how to feed our children. During the nearly 2 years of Israeli siege, we have been repeatedly targeted by Israeli gunboats.
There are about 4,000 registered fishermen in Gaza. Besides, 10,000 others are earning their livings by working in the industry. Gaza fishermen have not been working for the last year due to Israeli sea blockade and restrictions. Officials in the Ministry of Agriculture estimate the losses in the fishing sector at $10 million.
Gaza seaport and tens of fishing boats have come under Israeli attacks on various occasions. The sea, as the only living source for thousands of Gazan fishermen, is now polluted because of the use of white phosphorus bombs by Israeli forces. Besides, the sewage which enters the sea due to lack of spare parts needed by treatment stations has made life even more difficult.
Many fishermen were killed and dozens injured during Israeli attacks. During the past 9 years since the start of Al-Aqsa uprising in 2000, although Gaza has long coastline, the residents here can hardly find fresh fish. The fishing sector has also been affected by the Israeli war in Gaza. Tens of fishing boats have been damaged, and thousands of fishermen have lost their only source of income. Yusuf Al-Hello, Press TV, Gaza Seaport.